收听的是90.1 FM。Burnaby Mountain 的 CJSF 电台。Good afternoon. Welcome to the Chinese show on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, the campus community radio station at Sam Fraser University. And we also stream online at www.cjsf.ca. In the next hour, I hope you can join us for beautiful Chinese and Canadian music tour. I hope the music will make your day. And I'm Hershey. 各位听众朋友，大家下午好，欢迎您收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 The Chinese Show。我是何西，在接下来的一个小时里呢，让我们大家共同欣赏好听的家中音乐，同时也希望好听的音乐带给您好心情。First, I'll bring you a music instrument piece performed by Sun Yun Symphony Orchestra, and it's called Zao Xiang, which means a Donghuang Dream. And this is from the album titled 2002 Sun Yun Symphony Orchestra Concert Tour. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
刚才大家欣赏的这首乐曲呢，是由神韵交响乐团演奏的乐曲《造像》。The music piece you just heard is called《造像》，which means a Donghuang Dream, and it's performed by 神韵 Symphony Orchestra. For more information about 神韵 Symphony Orchestra's music, you can visit www.senyun.com. That is senyun.com. 接下来请大家欣赏由陈东作曲并制作的踏实 Aplex is instrument piece composed and performed by Tony Chen, and it's called 踏实 which means at ease. a song vocal by tenor 天歌 and it's called 回家的希望 which means hope of returning home. 下面请大家欣赏由男高音歌唱家天歌演唱的回家的希望。古筝 solo performed by 古筝 virtuoso 杨佩璇 and it's called 苏思乡 which means 苏 missed his hometown. 下面请大家欣赏由台湾古筝演奏家杨佩璇演奏的苏思乡。Thank you. bring you composer and producer Xin Yun, and the piece is called 风雨祭祀。 Hope you enjoy. 接下来请大家欣赏由新韵作曲并制作的《风雨祭祀》。
CJSF 90.1 FM is now on air and online. Can't get enough of your favorite campus community radio station? Now you can have it all the time on your Android device. Tune in, see what's coming up, and save your favorites. The CJSF Android app. Diverse, independent, yours. Get it on Google Play. Just look it up. CJSF.
This is a CJSF news break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CJSF 新闻时间。
Mass bankruptcies in China's semiconductor industry jumped in 2022, sparked by U.S. sanctions and China's economic downturn, which will make it difficult for China's chip sector to recover, experts say.
美国制裁后，中国去年数千芯片公司注销。去年被注销的中国芯片企业远远超过以往，专家认为原因是美国制裁加上经济下行，在美中关系持续紧张之下，中国芯片产业难脱困境。
As many as 5,746 Chinese chip companies were deregistered in 2022, a 68% increase from 3,420 in the previous year. Chinese media Titanium Media App reported on February 16th. That's about 15 chip companies every day on average.
中国媒体泰媒体 APP 2月16日发文指出，据中国企业工商资讯查询平台企查查的数据，去年中国共5746家芯片相关企业被注销，比2021年的3420家骤增 68%。
The reasons for the closures include inexperienced operators who joined the semiconductor business in a rush and once finding it unprofitable closed their doors, according to analysis published on February 17th by Chip Language, a website that focuses on the semiconductor industry in China. U.S. export controls on Chinese semiconductors also had a significant effect on the performance and confidence